AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Hillary Clinton speaking to a national organization of black women's groups in Washington this morning.
I would not be the Democratic nominee for president of the United States were it not for black women like all of you who made noise at the polls this year in support of our campaign.
Clinton, addressing a symposium of the Black Women's Agenda, slammed Donald Trump on the birther issue.
Just yesterday, Trump again refused to say with his own words that the president was born in the United States.
She says he owes the country an apology. Trump's campaign put out a statement last night saying Donald Trump does now believe that President Obama was born in the U.S. His son says he doesn't know, though, if his father will say that. Meanwhile, former presidential candidate Bernie Sanders is urging his supporters to vote for Clinton, saying anyone thinking of casting a protest vote for a third-party candidate should think about 4 years of Donald Trump as president. Sounds good to Trump.
We're doing well. It's been really a lot of fun, and it's an amazing movement all over the country. It's been incredible. So, no, it's been an honor for me.
Trump on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. Democrats and Republicans on the House Intelligence Committee agree on one thing. The president should not pardon NSA leaker Edward Snowden. Jerry Bodlander with their separate official report.
The report from the House Intelligence Committee says the full scope of the damage caused by Snowden is still unknown. It disputes his claim that he's a whistleblower who acted out of privacy concerns. The committee chairman calls Snowden a traitor, and the panel's report says most of what he stole has nothing to do with individual privacy, but instead pertains to military defense and intelligence programs that are of great interest to U.S. adversaries.
The Dow is down 82 points. This is AP Radio News. There'll be a vigil tonight for two young girls whose bodies were discovered a few hundred feet apart on Long Island. 15-year-old Nisa Mickens and 16-year-old Kayla Cuevas' bodies had been brutally beaten and cut. Police Commissioner Tim Sini.
These murders show a level of brutality that is close to unmatched. I was a homicide prosecutor before I was police commissioner. And these are some of the worst wounds I've seen.
Suffolk County Police say it appears this was gang-related. The lawyer for a British man accused of hacking into U.S. government computers and stealing confidential information says he should not be sent here to the U.S. for trial because if he's jailed here, he may kill himself. The judge ruled that he should be extradited to the United States, but said he can appeal that ruling if he chooses to. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.